For the average voter, the term redistricting may cause their eyes to glaze over, but advocates of reforming the process are hoping to convince the public that the way districts are drawn determines how meaningful their vote in an election will be. Democratic State Senator Dave Hansen says the current system that allows the majority party to control how the lines are drawn based on the census makes it less likely that elections will be truly competitive. He's drafted a bill that he says takes the parties out of the process. He says it should get support now because most of the current legislators won't be in office 10 years from now when the lines will be redrawn again.
This is the absolute right time to do it when you don't have a vested interest necessarily into 2020, 21, 22, when the next redistricting can happen. And my feeling from the beginning has always been that all these districts should be as competitive as can be, as close to 50-50.
Hansen points out that despite the fact that more Democratic votes were cast in the last election, Republicans won a strong majority because they drew the district lines that favored their candidates. He says the Republican leadership have said they won't consider his bill, but Republican State Representative Kathy Bernier says she's ready to at least give it a hearing in the Committee on Campaigns and Elections, which she chairs.
Well, we can start with a hearing on the redistricting. I see no problem with that.
State Senators Tim Cullen and Dale Schultz are also backing reform. They've drafted a constitutional amendment on redistricting that would turn the process over to the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.